daf is Zvachim daf Mem Aleph. We left off on the bottom of daf Mem Amud Beis. We're going to backtrack a little bit just to get back into it. Back to Amar Mar, about 10 lines from the end of the page. We were in the middle of discussing the machlokes between the Tanakam of the Braisa, which was the support for Rav Papa, and Rabbi Yishmael. The Torah apparently makes a link between the Paryam Akipurim and the Paralim Dovah Shel Tzibur. We're trying to figure out why the Torah makes the link. What limudim we have from the link between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So if you recall, we have these three dinim of Es, Bedam, and Utvila. Es teaches us that that even with a blister you could do the Matan Dam, it doesn't have to be directly with the healthy skin of one's finger. Bedam is that the dam has to be all caught at the same time in one kli. It can't be that you get a couple of drops and then you later, in each kli, and then you later combine them. And Tvila means that you have to actually dip your finger into the kli, into the dam, as opposed to just squeezing your finger against the walls of the kli. So Rav Papa held, that's why we have the link. That's what the Hekesh teaches us between Par Yom HaKippurim and Par Elam Dovah Shel Tzibur, that all of those halachos apply to both of those karbanos. But Rabbi Yishmael disagreed. Rabbi Yishmael says, nah, I don't need that Hekesh to teach those halachos. I know it from a Kal V'Chomer. But the phrasing of his Kal V'Chomer was somewhat troubling, and we were in the middle of trying to figure out what his Kal V'Chomer meant. His Kal V'Chomer said, the words were, that when you have two karbanos that are not the same, yet their actions, the avodos that you do with them, are the same. So two karbanos that are the same, all the more so, their avodos are the same. So we're not sure exactly what he meant by that. So the first thing we're going to do is try to figure that out. And then the Gemara is going to, on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, is going to explain drashos of for which avodos we do by which karbanos, keeping in mind certain limitations that we have when it comes to learning out dinim of kachim. For example, something that is itself derived from a hekish cannot be chozer malamid. If you only know a halacha because Parsha A is linked to Parsha B, so that's the only way you know the halacha by Parsha B, not because it says it by Parsha B, but because it's linked to Parsha A, then Parsha B cannot be malamid to Parsha C. That's a special din that we have by kachim. So the Gemara is going to discuss when we say that exactly. On Amud Beis, we're going to have two mishalim to explain why certain details are only written in the context of certain karbanos, even though in reality they apply to other karbanos as well, but still they're only written in the Torah in the context of certain karbanos. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the notion of aldas rishona hu osa, that if a person does the avodah number one with a certain das, and then meaning with stating a certain das, and then avodah number two stam, without stating one way or the other, do we assume that it's a hemsheikh of the previous das, or do we assume no, now he's changed his mind, now he's not having a machshava of chutzl zmano or chutzl mekomo, now he's good, now he's having a regular machshava? So that is going to be the discussion on the bottom of Amud Beis. Well, let's pick up again on daf Mem Amud Beis, going back all the way to Amar Mar, just to get us back into this Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yishmael. So the first one line is Zeh Par Kohen Mashiach, and we're at the next word, Amar Mar. So we had said before in the Brice as follows, that Rabbi Yishmael's Kal V'Chomer was that when the two karbanos are not the same, he had said that nevertheless their avodos are the same. Milo hushva karban lekarban, which two karbanos is he saying are not the same, and yet their avodos are the same? Ilema Par Yom HaKippurim or Si'ir Yom HaKippurim. If he's talking about the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Si'ir Yom HaKippurim, and the Kal V'Chomer is that a Par and a Si'ir of Yom HaKippurim are different animals. One is a Par, one is a Si'ir, and yet they have the same avodos. So when you have a Par Koin Mashiach and a Par Yom HaKippurim where it's the same animal, they're both a par, so for sure the avodos should be the same. And that's how I know to apply all three of those dinim of dam and tvila and what were they? The es, dam and tvila. That to both karbanos. That's how I know. I don't need a hekish. I have this kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, not ikal lemifrach, but that kal v'chomer is not such a great kal v'chomer. Ma lahanach, yes, when it comes to a par and a sa'ir, they have the same avodos, even though they're different animals, because they have something else in common. Shekei nichnas damam lefnai v'lefnim. Both by the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Si'ir Yom HaKippurim, the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's why they share the same avodos. but a par Yom Kippurim and par Koyin Mashiach do not share that same commonality. The place where you are Zorek the Dam is different. The par Yom Kippurim, you're Zorek the Dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The par Koyin Mashiach, you do not go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at all. So it could be but when it comes to other avodos, they're split, even though it's the same animal, but they're split because they don't have that same thing in common that they're both brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Elas says the Gemara, what we must mean is when we say that you have two korbanos that are different and yet share the same avodos, what we must mean is par halam davar shel tzibur usiri avodos chavim. And the Kal v'chomer is that a par halam davar shel tzibur and siri avodos chavim are not the same animal. One's a par and one's a sa'ir, and yet all of the avodos that you do are the same. So in a case where you have two of the same animal, the par Yom HaKippurim and the par Koyin Mashiach, where they're both a par, so for sure all of the avodos should be the same by both of them. And therefore, again, we don't need a hekesh. We have this Kal v'chomer. Well, Ika l'mifrach, you could ask on this Kal v'chomer as well. Ma l'hanach shekein mechaprin ala veras mitzvah yedua. Par halam davar shel tzibur and si'iri avodos kochavim might have the same avodos because they're both mechaper on a known avera that you have violated. So it makes sense that they should have the same avodos. But par Yom HaKippurim, par Koyin Mashiach do not have the same kapara, because a par Koyin Mashiach is mechaper, yes, an avera that you know that the Kohen Gadol knows that he had violated, but a par Yom HaKippurim comes to be mechaper an avera that we don't know about. So it's you have that Kohen that became Tamei and then found out that he's Tamei, and then he forgot about his Tumah, and then he enters the Beis HaMikdash, so he doesn't know at the time that he entered the Beis HaMikdash b'Tumah. So that's what it's mechaper for. So it could be the avodos are not going to be the same. So you cannot learn par Yom HaKippurim from par Yom Dover Shel Tzibur with a Kal v'chomer. The Kal v'chomer is not going to work. Ella, so what we have to, what Rabbi Shlomo must have meant by the Kal v'chomer is par Yom Dover Shel Tzibur usir Shel Yom HaKippurim. The two things, the two korbanos that are not the same, yet have the same avodos, are the par Yom Dover Shel Tzibur and the Seir Yom HaKippurim. V'hachi ka'amar, if the parim davar shel tzibur and siri Yom HaKippurim are not the same carbon, the high par v'hai sayir, because one is a par and one is a sayir, and yet hushvu ma'asim l'ma'asim, we find that their avodos are similar. L'may dekas of bahu, at least l'gabe the things that it says by them. So, meaning at least with regard to the hazaus that they have, that both of them yirmaza from the dam on the parochas, the dam of both of them is put on the karnos mizbeach hapnimi. Both of them, you put the dam dafka with your etzpa. There are certain things that are not the same, but at least those items are the same. L'may dekas of bahu, they're the same. So makom shehushva karban lekarban, when you have two karbanos that are the same animal, the par Yom HaKippurim and the par Koyin Mashiach, the high par v'high par, where they're both a par, and adin shehushvu ma'asim l'ma'asim, then all the more so, their avodos should be the same as well. V'asale par Yom HaKippurim le'es badam utvila mi par Koyin Mashiach. And then we can learn the par Yom HaKippurim with regard to those three halachos of es, badam, and tvila. Again, es being that it's okay even with a blister on the finger, badam being that you have to put all that you have to have. You cannot have caught the drops of blood in different kelim and then combine them. It has to be all in the same kli at the same time. And tevila, that the dipping of the finger has to be dipped in blood as opposed to just squeezed against the walls of the kli. So we those halachas are derived, par Kohen, par Yom HaKippurim and par Kohen Mashiach, from each other, and now we learn that those halachos from this hekesh, and we don't require from this kal v'chomer rather, and we don't require a hekesh. And once we have this kal v'chomer to link par Koyin Mashiach and par Yom HaKippurim, now v'asile si'ir Yom HaKippurim mi'si'ir avodos chavim mikal v'chomer, we can learn the dinim of the si'ir Yom HaKippurim from Seiri Avodah Zarah, that these halachos of Es, Bedam, and Tefillah should apply to them from a Kal V'chomer. Because if by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur and Seiri Yom HaKippurim, where they are different karbanos from each other, one is a par, one is a sa'ir, and yet we still do the same avodos, the Torah doesn't distinguish between their avodos, they both require the sprinkling in the heichal. So certainly in a situation where the karbanos are the same, the Seir Yom HaKippurim, the Seir Avodah Zarah, the animal is the same, they're both a Seir, so certainly we're going to say that you have the same avodos, and therefore by the Seir Yom HaKippurim, we're going to apply all of the halachos of Es, Badam, and Tevila. So says the Gemara, but there's a problem with that limud. V'chidavar alamid behekesh, chozer malamid bekal v'chomer, can something which itself is only derived from a hekesh now be malamid through a kal v'chomer? Over here, the Seir Avodos Chavim, we know that it has the din of Es, Badam, and Tevila, only because of a hekesh. That's the only way the halachos were derived by the Seirei Avodos Chavim. That we saw on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis, that the word hachatas, that it says by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, comes to be marbe Seirei Avodos Chavim, that the Torah is linking the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur to Seirei Avodos Zarah. So if by Seirei Avodos Zarah itself, I only know from a hekesh that I applied these dinim of Es, Badam, and Utvila, how can I then use that halach of Seir Avodos Chavim and teach two Seir Yom HaKippurim with a Kal V'chomer? This is a limitation that we have in Kachin, that which is only derived from a hekesh cannot then turn around and teach it through a Kal V'chomer. If B is only learnt from A, it cannot be Chozer or Malame to C. So that's a limitation we have in the Limudim of Kachim. So Amar Rav Papa, Kasavar Tandver Rabbi Shmuel, Davar Olam V'Hekesh, Chozer Malame, B'Kal V'Chomer. Tandver Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He does not think that that is one of the limitations on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Pan by Kachim. He thinks even that which is derived from a Hekesh can turn around and be malamed with a kal v'chomer. So that's the explanation of that line of the Braisa, where Rabbi Shmuel said that kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Shmuel went on to say. He said further in the Braisa, lepar ze par alam davar shel tzibur, that the word lepar in the pasuk is a reference to par alam davar shel tzibur. Habitzibur gofek siv. So says Gemara, but wait, the word lepar in the parsha par alam davar shel tzibur is written in the parsha par alam davar shel tzibur itself. Why do I need a pasuk to mention the word lepar to teach me this by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur? We already know these dinim by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, no, the reason it has to mention Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, again, Mishum Dubai Agmure Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, Bioseres Ushtei Klayos L'Seiri Avodos Kachavim. Because we want to learn the din of burning the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos through a hekesh to Seiri Avodah Zarah. By Seiri Avodah Zarah, it doesn't say in the Torah that you're supposed to burn the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos. We only learn that from a hekesh to Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, that if you burn these items by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, then through a hekesh we're going to learn that you also do that by Seiri Avodah Zarah. Uparal and Davar Shel Tzibur B'Gufei Loksiv. Problem is, it doesn't say it explicitly. It doesn't say that you burn the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos explicitly in the parsha of Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur itself. How do I know that it's true by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur? Bekesha Asi. I only know it from a hekesh to the Par Kohen Mashiach. So it's Rich Lapar. That's why the Torah has to write by the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur an extra word Lapar to tell me to make a second hekesh, to tell me that there's another hekesh between the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur and the Par Kohen Mashiach. Why? What does that accomplish? The Mahavi Kamand Chsiv BeBegufei. Because we have this limitation that which is learned from a hekesh cannot be Chozer Malamid BeHekesh, but if it's learned from a hekesh twice, there's a double hekesh. That's Keilu. It's written Befeirish. So since by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur it doesn't say Befeirish that you burn the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos,
But there's a double hekesh to the Parkoid Mashiach. Oh, a double hekesh, that's as if it says it explicitly in the Parsha. Now it could teach me through a hekesh to Seiri Avodas Chavim. V'lo lahave davar lamed behekesh, chozer malamed behekesh, and it is now not going to be considered that which is derived from a hekesh, turning around and teaching through another hekesh. We're now not subject to that limitation anymore. The Gemara now brings a raya from a braisa to Rav Papa that the Torah writes the word lapar just so that paral and davar shel tzibur should not be a davar alamid behekish, and it shouldn't have that limitation. It will now be able to be chozer malamid behekish. Tanya kavas ed Rav Papa. We have a braisa that seems to support this idea of Rav Papa, that it says in the context of paral and davar shel tzibur va'asa kasharasa, right? It says va'asa lapar kasharasa lapar achatas. So matamalomar, what's the pasuk teaching me with the word lapar? Lefisha nemar, because it says by Seiri Avodah Zarah v'heim hiviu es karbanam ishe la'ashem, and the pasuk seems to be extra. So what's it coming to teach me? Chatasam elu Seiri Avodah Chavim. Chatasam is a reference to the Seiri Avodah Zarah. Shigasam ze paralam davar shel tzibur. Shigasam is a reference to paralam davar shel tzibur. Chatasam al shigasam. The Torah links the paralam davar shel tzibur with the Seiri Avodah Zarah. Amra Torah chatasam harehi lucha kishigasam. That the Seiri Avodah Zarah are like the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur in terms of the burning of the Emurim. That just like by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, you burn the Oseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos, so too by the Seiri Avodah Zarah, you burn the Oseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos. But you could ask, but Shigasam Mehechel Namad, but how do you know that by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur that that's true? Meaning, yes, once you know that by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur you burn the Aseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos, a Hekish will teach me that you do the same by Seiri Avodah Zarah. But how do you know that it's true by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur in the first place? So, Behekish, we know it from Mechonad Lo Behekish, isn't it derived from a Hekish to Parkoin Mashiach? So how could that which is only derived from a Hekish, V'chidavra Lamid Behekish, Chozer Malamid Behekish, if it's only derived from a Hekish in the first place, how is it able to be melamed to the Seirei Avodah Zarah? So Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Lapar, Zepar on Davar Shel Tzibur. That's why the Pasuk says, Lapar, an extra time, teach me, that's Par on Davar Shel Tzibur, Lapar, Zepar Koin Mashiach. And Lapar, another time, to tell me that it refers to Par Koin Mashiach. So we're making a link between Par on Davar Shel Tzibur and Par Koin Mashiach. So it's considered as, so it's a second Hekish, and therefore it's considered as if the din of the burning of the Oseres HaKaved in the Shtei HaKlayos is written beferish so that it can now be melamed to Seiri Avodah Zarah. So we don't consider Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur any longer something that is only Lamad Behekish, which cannot be melamed. It is now as if it was written beferish by Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, so now it could be melamed to Seiri Avodah Zarah, which is exactly what Rav Papa said, that the Torah writes the word Lapar in order to make it as if it was not only derived from a Hekish. Amar Mar, so the Bryce had mentioned, Chatasam Elu Seiri Avodah Chavim. Now when it says Chatasam, so we're linking Seiri Avodah Zarah to the Paral and Davar Shel Tzibur, and that link is used to teach me that also by Seiri Avodah Zarah, you were Maktir, the Shtei HaKlayos, the Oseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos. So frak the Gemara, why do I need such a Hekish? Typically, mikra kama damar mar hachatas l'rabel Seiri Avodah Chavim. Can't we learn this din from the first pasuk, the pasuk that said v'asa lapar kasher asa l'parachatas, that it says by the paralam davar shel tzibur, where in that pasuk we already are makish Seiri Avodah Zarah to paralam davar shel tzibur, because that's what we said in the brisa and daf lamitas and beis, that hachatas that it says by paralam davar shel tzibur is coming specifically to teach me about Seiri Avodah Zarah, to link Seiri Avodah Zarah to paralam davar shel tzibur. So we could learn from there that you burn the Oseres HaKaved and Shtei HaKlayos. Why do I need a second hekish between Seiri Avod Zara and Paralim Davishal Tzibur. A single hekish between them should be enough to teach what I'm supposed to burn. So Amar Rav Papa Itzrich. Now we need the hekish of Chatasam al Shigasam as well, even though we already had the pasuk of Hachatas. Why? Salka daitechamina hanimili hazaus tiksivan begufei. I might have thought that when the Torah links Seiri Avod Zara to Paralim Davishal Tzibur with the word Hachatas, it's telling me as far as that which is written explicitly in the parsha of Paralim Davishal Tzibur. That's what we're going to apply to Seiri Avod Zchavim. Aval, Yoseres HaKavim Yisfeh Kleios. But the idea that you burn the Yoseres HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayos of the Yoseres Shtei HaKlayos, the Lok Sivim Begufei, which are not explicit in the Parsha itself, but are only derived from a Hekish to Parakoyin Mashiach, Eim Alo, I might say you do not now apply that to Seiri Avod Zara. Kamash Malan, that's why I need the Hekish of Chatasam al Shigasam to tell me not so. That even when it comes to the Akhtaris Emurim, we associate the Seiri Avod Zara to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So that's the second Hekish between them is what teaches to apply all of the Dinim. The Bali Atosos are a little troubled by this. Rav Papa himself already explained why we apply all of these dinim to the Seiri Avod Zara. It's because by Paralim Davishal Tzibur we view it as if it's written beferish, meaning we already have a double link between Paralim Davishal Tzibur and Par Koyin Mashiach to make it as if by Paralim Davishal Tzibur it is beferish that you burn the Shtei HaKlayos and Yoseres HaKavod. If that's the case, why do I need a double link between the Paralim Davishal Tzibur and Seiri Avod Zara to tell me that you burn the Yoseres HaKavod, the Shtei HaKlayos, that din could be learned by Hekish? So that's a challenge that Tosus raises this question. It's already as if it was written beferish. So how come Rav Papa says that the din of the Akhtaris Yoseres HaKavod and Shtei HaKlayos was not written beferish, and I need this double link to Seiri Avod Zara? So Tosus suggests that it could be that the reason the Braisa darshens the word lapar to teach about the Paralim Davishal Tzibur is only because we have the Hekish of Chatasam al Shigasam that teaches us to associate Seiri Avod Zara to Paralim Davishal Tzibur with regard to the burning of the Yoseres HaKavod Shtei HaKlayos. And since by Paralim Davishal Tzibur itself we learn it from a Hekish to Par Koyin Mashiach, and that which is learned from Hekish cannot be Malami to Hekish, we have to use Lapar to make that a second Hekish in order to make it as if it was written Beferish. Meaning I wouldn't have known to make the double Hekish Legabe these two Dinim of the two Parim had I not known that there already is a double Hekish between the Par and the Seiri Avod Zara. Okay, Amar Le Rav Huna, now the Gemara is just going to ask from a Braisa that we already quoted to bring a raya to Rav Papa, to bring a raya against Rav Papa. Amar Le Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nosson Rav Papa. Vahatana par yom kippurim lekol ma she'amar be'inyan ka'amar. The Tana of the Braisa that the Gemara quoted initially to support Rav Papa, when that Tana learned from the word lapar to include par yom kippurim, he said par yom kippurim lekol ma she'amar be'inyan. From that lashon, it sounds that he's coming to be marba anything that you do by par helam davar shel tzibur, that you should do those same things by par yom kippurim, including all of the hazaos that are ma'akiv the kapara. What did Rav Papa use it to teach? Only the dinim of es, badam, tvila, only three dinim. But that's not what it said in the Braisa. The Braisa that we thought was this great support for Rav Papa, but when it actually came down to, so what am I applying through this hekesh? What dinim am I learning? The Braisa said, kol ma she'amar be'inyan. It didn't just say es, badam, and tvila. So says the Gemara Tanaihi. It's a machlokas Tanaim whether we learn from that hekish also that the azos of the par yom kippurim are ma'akev. Tana de be rav marbi hachi. The Tana of the first brisa, which was in Lamatesa ben Aleph, that Tana de be rav, which is a standard brisa, learned from the word lapar,
to be marba all to be marba only the halachas of esped dam and tefila, and Tana of Rabbi Shmuel lo marbi achi. The Tana of the second brisa and daf mem and beis that was taught by Rabbi Shmuel was not marba that way. He used the word lapar to teach me also the dinim of the hazaos being ma'akev. Okay, so we have Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel, the brisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Mipnei man ne'emru yoseres u'shtei klayos bepar koin Mashiach v'lo ne'emru bepar olam davar shel tzibur. According to the Tanya by Rabbi Shmuel, why does the Torah say beferush the din of the burning of the yoseres hakavir and the shtei klayos specifically by the par koin Mashiach and not by the par olam davar shel tzibur? If it's true by both of them, meaning through the Hekesh, we know that you have to burn the Yosaris HaKavir and the Shtei HaKlayos anyway by both Parim. So why would the Torah only place those words by the Par Koyin Mashiach and not place those words by the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur? So the Gemara says, we'll explain with a mashal. Why is it only derived with the Hekesh by Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur? Mashal the Melech Basar Adam Shezaam Al Ohavo. Imagine you have a king who gets very angry at his beloved, at someone who he has a good relationship with. Umiyet Bisirchono Mipnei Chibaso. He doesn't like to tell of the bad things, of the averos, of that of he who he loves, because he loves him so much, he doesn't want to humiliate him by talking about all these bad things. So Param Dovah Shel Tzibur, the Tzibur is the Ohev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to put too much, to make it too wordy when he talks about the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. So he'll keep some of the halachos non-explicit about the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur and only write them with regard to the Par Koyin Mashiach, so that when it comes to the Tzibur, we'll just learn it from a Hekesh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to make it so wordy where it sounds like he's dwelling on the sins of the Tzibur. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, why does the Torah say the words Paroches HaKodesh Bepar Koyin Mashiach V'lo Ne'amar Beparam Davar Shel Tzibur? The words Paroches HaKodesh only appear by the Par Koyin Mashiach and not by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Why? If the halacha is going to be the same, that your mazah sheva pamim al pnei haparoches by both, so why doesn't it say it explicitly, and we rely on a hekesh to teach me that you do these hazos on the paroches by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? Another mashal. Mashal melech basar v'dam shesircha alav medina. Imagine you have a regular human king that a certain medina goes against him. They sin against him. Imiuta sarcha, if a minority of that medina, a significant minority, but a minority of them are the ones that have rebelled against him, pamalia shalo miskayemes, then at least the king's inner circle of advisors will still be around, and he will still love them, he'll still trust them. But imruba sarcha, if the majority of the medina rebelled against him, ain't pamalia shalom eskayemes. The people who advise him are not going to last, because he doesn't trust them anymore. And the nimshal is that when the Torah is dealing with the paralam davar shel tzibur, it's talking about a chet of the rov hatzibur, the majority of klal Yisrael did an avera. So that is a chisaron of kedusha, and that's why by the paralam davar shel tzibur, the Torah does not want to say the words paroches hakodesh, because there's a lack of kedusha when the majority of the tzibur. When the majority of the tzibur has done an avera. The Acharim asked that l'chora this brisa is against the previous brisa, because the previous brisa said that the tzibur is on a greater maila than the yachid, and that's why the Torah does not want to speak negatively about them. In this brisa, we're saying that the ched of the yachid is a greater maila than the tzibur. So Marsha raises that question. It seems that these two mishalim and these two drashos are the opposite of each other. So the Ben Yoyada explains that siluk kedusha is also a shevach of the tzibur. A melech makes a gzera that anyone who violates his words is going to have a certain knas. And when his ohe violates that item, he has to bring the knas. He has to bring that fine. He has to pay it to the cheder amelech, to the king's room. So the melech is going to leave the cheder not to embarrass his ohe when he has to bring it to the cheder amelech. Meaning, even though the original declaration was you have to bring it in to the king is not going to want to embarrass the fellow. So sila kedusha is not exactly the same as being misaper, the opposite of being misaper b'sirchono. See, the kedusha is that he's not going to want to embarrass him, so he will remove kedusha, so to save face a little bit, he'll remove himself from the makom of kedusha. Okay, the Mishnah had said way back on Daf Lamed Vavim Beis that only one matnas dam is ma'akev the kapara of karbanos that are on the mizbeach hachitzon. Right, even though the chatos you require four matnas dam, the chatos hachitzonis require four matnas dam. Only one of them is ma'akev, and therefore we had said, and we had spent time discussing, that you do the first matan dam correctly, then the others are not going to. Even if you do the others with the pasul machshava, it's not going to ruin the karban. We said though, if you do the first matan dam with the machshava chutzas mano, machshavas pigul, and then the second matan dam with the machshavas chutzla makomo, it's already pigul because the first matan dam is all that matters as far as kapara is concerned. So it already establishes the karbanas pigul. When it comes to the matanos dam that are inside the chatanos apnimios, so we said that's different. All of the matanos are ma'akev. Now, working off of that model, that when it comes to the karbanos achitzonios, the chatanos achitzonios, even though there are four matnas dam, that the mitzvah that are supposed to be done, only one is ma'akev. In the pnimios, all of them are ma'akev. So says Gemara Lefichach, it turns out, im nasam kulam ketiknan, even if, the Mishnah said, even if you do all the matanos ketiknan, you do them all right, and only one of them is shalo ketikna, it's going to ruin the karban, but there's not going to be a chiyuv kares. So the Gemara discusses, who's the author of that line of the Mishnah? Tanan Hasam. It says in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, when it comes to Machsheves Pigel with regard to a Karban Mincha, which is a little different than a Zevach, that Pigel Bekometz. Let's say you have a Machsheves Pigel when you're burning the Kometz, Velo B'Levona. But you don't have a Machsheves Pigel when you're burning the Levona. You burn the Levona B'Shtika, you don't have any particular Machsheva one way or the other. Or b'levona v'lo b'kometz. You have a machsheves pigul when you're burning the levona, but not when you're burning the kometz. When you burn the kometz, you don't have any machsheva at all. So machsheves pigul at part of, now the matir of the mincha is burning both, the kometz and the levona. So you have a machsheves pigul on half of the matir, on burning half of the matir. Burning the other half of the matir, you had no machsheva. So Meir Omer, pigul v'chayav and alav kares. So Meir says it's absolutely pigul, you're chayav kares. Even though the machshavas pigul was only on part of the matir. V'cham Omer ain bo kares hashi yifagel b'chal matir. And the Chama say, no, you're only going to be chayav kares if you're mefagel on the entire matir. If you have a machshavas pigul, when you're burning the kometz and when you're burning the levona, they're both matir, the korban mincha. And if you didn't do that, then it's not going to be pigul to be chayav kares. It's only going to become pasul. Now, the Chachamim hold only if it's B'kol HaMatir. What's Rameir Svara? So that's what the Gemara is going to try to figure out. Does Rameir just simply hold, yeah, it can become Pigul even if you only have a Machshava on a Chatzi Matir? So I'm Rav Shimon Lakish, Lo Tema, Taimid Rameir Duxav M'Fagun B'Chatzi Matir. Do not fall into the trap of believing that when Rameir says that it could become Pigul even though you only had a Machshava's Pigul for the Kometz, or you only had a Machshava's Pigul for the Lavona, that it's because he holds you could be Mefagel B'Chatzi Matir, that it could become Pigul even though you only had a Machshava on Chatzi Matir. No, that's not the Svar of Rameir. Rather, Elahach Ma'eskinan, the case is specifically talking about Gon Shenasin as a Kometz B'Machshava V'Lavona B'Shtika. You did the burning of the kometz with the machshava of pigul, machshava of chutzlus mana, and then you didn't think anything or enunciate any thoughts when it came to the burning of the levona, or the opposite, right? Or you had a machshava of pigul by the levona and you didn't think anything when you were maktir the kometz.
So kasavar kola osa al das rishonu osa. Ooh, very important yesod. Rameir shita is whatever you do without any machshava, we assume that we can just carry forward a previous machshava that you had and assume that it carries forward to what you're doing now. Because right now you're not having any machshava. So therefore you do have pigul b'chalamatir. Because you had a machshava's pigul at stage one. Stage two, there was no machshava, so we just carry forward that machshava's pigul into the second stage. So there's a machshava's pigul in the entire matir. Says the Gemara, mimai, how do I know that that's the shita of Rabbi Meir? Maybe it's just about a mefagel, that he holds it could be mefagel b'chatzi matir. How do I know that it, no, he holds that this is pigul b'kola matir, and it's just that you carry it forward. Midiktani, from the fact that it says in the Mishnah that when you have a korban, that the matan dam is supposed to be b'fnim, that all of the matanos are ma'akev, and it says, lefichach, im nasan kulon kitiknan, va'acha shalo kitikna. If you do all of them properly, and one of them improperly, only one with a machshavas pigul, pasul vein bo kares. It's possible but there's no kares, because all of the matnos dam are ma'akev the korban, they are all the matir, so it can't become pigul if you only had a machshavas pigul on one of them, that's chatzi matir. So you see from the Mishnah that dafka, if he does it with an additional machshavas pigul, will the carbon become pasul and there's no karis? Ha'acha shalo ketikna. But if he would put the matnas dam, one matana shalo ketikna with the machshavas pigul, the kulan ketiknan, and then the rest of the matanos with nothing, without any machshava, pigul, that it would be pigul, even though he only actually had an explicit machshavas pigul by one of the matnas dam, meaning that's the diuk that we're making, that even though he only has a machshavas pigul by one of the matnas dam, by the other three he doesn't have any machshava, it will be pigul. So money, who's the author of that Mishnah? Ilem Rabbanan, if we're assuming like the Rabbanan in the Mishnah Menachos, Ham Rabbanan Mefagim B'chatzi Matir, the Chum were explicit about that pigul, a machshavas pigul only by Kometz, or only by Levona, will not make it pigul. So over here as well, when it comes to the Matnos Dam Bifrim, a machshavas pigul by only one of the Matnos Dam is not going to make it pigul according to the Rabbanan. So who's the one that could hold of such a diuk that will tell me that machshavas pigul by one of the Matnos Dam is going to be mefagel the korban? Ella Rabbi Meir, the e time at Rabbi Meir mishum the mefagel bechati matir hu. And if the reason of Rabbi Meir is that you could even be mefagel bechati matir, that even machshavas pigul of only the comets or only the levona is enough to be mefagel, then afilu kidiktani, in the way that the Mishnah said that will not become pigul, meaning when you put all of the matanos kitiknan and it's only the last one that's done with the machshavas pigul nami, then that also should be pigul. If Rameir holds it can become pigul b'chatzi matir, what does it matter what order you do it in? Whether the first of the matanos dam is done with the machshavas pigul or the last of the matnas dam is done machshavas pigul. If you hold the mefagel b'chatzi matir, then even if the last of the machshavas dam is with the machshavas pigul, it should be able to become pigul. Lav mishum deksaver kalos hadas rishonu osa. Oh, the only explanation for a mayor is why would we distinguish between the first one and the last one? Because if the first one is with the machshavas pigul, we carry that machshava forward, and we assume that all of them are done with machshavas pigul, even though the others are only done b'shtika. But if the last one is done with the machshavas pigul, that's only a chatzi. So that's how we know that Rabbi Meir's Shita is not simply Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, rather Rabbi Meir's Shita is the idea that a Kolos Al Das Rishona Hu Osa. So says Gemara, not necessarily. Amar Shom Bar Yitzchak, the Olam Rabbanani. It could be that our Mishnah is assuming like the Rabbanan that you cannot be Mefagel B'chatzi Matir at all. And we don't say that if you have a machshava at the first matandam, that it will actually become pigul. No, it's only going to become pigul if you have a machshava through and through. Umay kitiknan, you know, when the Mishnah says that you do all of them kitiknan and one of them shalo kitikna, it doesn't mean you do all of them bishtika, you know, with like properly without any problem, and the last one with a machshavas pigul. You know, what does it mean?
ketiknon the pigle. It means that ketiknon means the opposite of ketiknon. It means that if you want to make it good and pigle, you want to really make it pigle. Machshav of chutzlis manos. So it means that since all of the matnos dam are ma'akev, so if you put, even if you do all the matanos with the machshavas pigle, but one of them was not with the machshavas pigle, it's only going to be possible. It's not going to be chayiv kares because you were not mefagel b'chatzi. You were not mefagel b'chala matir. You're only mefagel b'chatzi matir. So the Mishnah is telling me that case to teach me just that very din that you don't say kala osa al das rishonu osa, that the chachamim reject such a notion. Vahami diktani lefichach nasan kulum ketikun v'achas lo ketikun apostle ve'in bo kares. But the Mishnah tells me that matana that you put b'shtika as shalok ketikna. It doesn't say in nasan kulin ketikna chutz me'achas me'en or in nasan kulin ketikna v'achas b'shtika. It says it's hard to say that a machshava that you did properly is being labeled by the Mishnah as shalok ketikna, where you're not doing a really good piggle. That doesn't sound right. Mechlal detikna lachshiru huda'asa. So that more implies that when we say tikna, that's really lachshiru huda'asa. That it's being done lahachshir, meaning that shalok tikna is shalok hachshara when it's not done properly against what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, and therefore the Mishnah is taka good raya to Rabbi Meir. And like Reish Lakish explained Rabbi Meir, that it's all al das rishona hu osa. If we had more time, we would discuss all the various areas of halacha where we apply this din of al das rishona hu osa. There are certain halachas that require the shema, for example. So can you have a lishma at the very beginning of afias matzos, for example, and just assume that lishma just carries you forward through all of the afias by yasiyas tzitzis, all of these different dinim where we might be able to apply the notion of al das rishonu osa. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav.